Our reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. Do not judge others so that God will not judge you, for God will judge you in the same way as you judge others, and he will apply to you the same rules you apply to others. Why then do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the log in your own eye? How dare you say to your brother, please let me take that speck out of your eye when you have a log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll be able to see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So this morning we're continuing in our theme of swimming against the tide. And we're thinking over the summer about the ways in which Jesus calls us to live differently to the world around us. The ways that he calls us to model his values and follow his example in our lives. And so the focus today is on the instruction that Jesus gave to his disciples. Jesus said, "Do not judge others so that God will not judge you." As we saw in the first quiz that we did this morning, it's very easy for all of us to make judgments about people. The judges on Britain's Got Talent judged Susan Boyle the moment they met her. In fact, the Coke advert told us it takes 7 seconds for people to make a judgment. Those judges never imagined that Susan Boyle would be so talented. And what a shock they had when she started to sing. But it's impossible to know by looking at a person what gifts and talents they have. We know that's impossible. That makes sense. You can only discover what someone is like when you give them a chance. Likewise, Shrek was very upset that people looked at him and thought he was a stupid, ugly ogre. And he was so hurt he wanted to build a wall around himself to keep everyone away. But it's impossible to know what a person's character is like just by looking at them. And the campaign that Coke did showed us just how much each of us imagine what somebody is like by our first introduction with them, and just how wrong we can be. In our world today, we constantly hear stories about how people have been judged. People are judged by what they wear, because of what they believe, because of what they do. And before you know it, people are criticizing others, putting people down because of what they've seen and heard. Very quickly, opinions are formed, minds are made up, and often action can be taken which can prove to be completely wrong, because in making a quick judgment, actually a person has been misjudged. Sadly, in our news over the past few months, particularly post-Brexit, there have been too many horrific stories where people have been victimised or hurt because they are perceived by someone else to be different, and because they're different, they're perceived to be wrong. Jesus' words to his disciples not to judge were a challenge to them, but I think today they are an even bigger challenge to us, because we are being called to live in a way that is very different to the world around us. But Jesus' words shouldn't be a surprise to us. Jesus' kingdom is based on love. At the beginning of our service, we were reminded that God is the creator of the whole world and that he created every single one of us. And because he is our creator, he loves each one of us the same. In fact, God delights in variety. He wants us to look different. He wants us to be good at different things. And he loves us for who we are, because he's made us to be that way. He loves us with all the differences that we have, and he expects us to model his love by loving and accepting others who are different too. You know, when we make judgments about people, often, subconsciously, what we're saying is that we don't think you're as good as I am. We see differences as negative. We look down on people. Maybe we even try and make them be like us. But God's created us all, And he loves us all exactly the same. Throughout the Bible, again and again, we see God wants us to know him and to love him. And he wants us to love others and help them to love him too. So what right do we have to judge other people when they are God's creation? As we accept God's love for ourselves, so we should also share that love with others, not by judging, but by showing mercy and compassion. But Jesus' words are not only telling us not to judge on appearances. There's more to it than that. He said in verse 3, "Why then do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the log in your own eye? How dare you say to your brother, 'Please let me take that speck out of your own eye,' when you have a log in your own eye? You hypocrite." Jesus' illustrations using specks and logs would have been actually quite amusing to his listeners. In fact, in Jesus' day, this would have been quite funny, what Jesus was saying. There was quite a sense of humour going on with the whole of this passage here. But Jesus was making a very serious point. And in particular, Jesus was warning people against setting themselves over other people, against judging others as sinners because of what they saw or heard, and at the same time making out that they were better. Although the words were directed at the Pharisees, there was a warning for every one of Jesus' followers, including us today. Now, I want to make it really clear. In saying we shouldn't judge, Jesus wasn't saying that we shouldn't help people to understand what is right and wrong. And he wasn't saying that everyone could live as they please and we should just let them get on with it. On the contrary, Jesus wants us to live by his examples and teach his values to others. But it was the attitude of criticizing people, of condemning them, that Jesus was challenging. The attitude that's quite the opposite of the love that he wants his followers to demonstrate. It was especially the idea of condemning someone else and in doing so, making out that your life was perfect, that you had it sorted. As Hannah has just illustrated in those images she showed us, so often there's another perspective, a different side to things, to what we see at first. And in judging people, we often fail to see everything as it really is. More than that, quite often we can project onto other people problems or issues that are actually our own. And Jesus had that in mind as well when he was talking about the speck and the log. What he's saying is, don't look at others and judge them, but actually make sure your life is right with God. Because at the end of the day, each one of us is a work in progress with God. We all need God's forgiveness. God does love us all the same, but he longs to transform each one of us. And there's not one of us here that doesn't let God down sometimes. There's not one of us here who's perfect. We all need God's forgiveness. And God is at work in every one of our lives. So what right do we have to judge other people? God calls us to love others. And as we experience his mercy and forgiveness in our lives, he wants us to show that mercy and forgiveness to others. You know, this is really tough stuff. Do not judge others. Four words, but so difficult. Jesus' words challenge us to live in a way that models his kingdom rather than reflecting the values of the world around us. And to do that, we have to recognize our need of God and focus on our relationship with him rather than focusing on everyone else. There's a story of a young couple who moved to a new house in the country. And not long after they'd moved in, the young lady was hanging out the washing on the washing line. I don't know why it was the lady. It was the lady in this story, but there you go. But as she was hanging out her washing, her neighbours were in the kitchen having breakfast. And the older lady in the kitchen watching said, "My goodness, look at our new neighbour's washing. It's not very clean. I don't think she knows how to do the washing." Now, her husband sat there with his cup of coffee and didn't say anything. A couple of days later, the same thing happened. More washing on the line. And as the new neighbour was hanging out the washing, the older lady said, "Look, her washing's really dirty." Still, the husband said nothing. Now, this continued for several weeks. But one morning, the older lady looked out of her window and she saw a row of beautifully clean washing hanging on the washing line. And she called out to her husband, "Look, our neighbour knows how to get her washing done. I wonder what's happened." "Well," said her husband, "I think I know the answer to that." "Really?" said the woman. "Yes," he said. "You see, this morning I got up really early and I washed our windows." So often things aren't what they seem to be. Like the woman looking at her neighbour's washing, our own judgments and opinions can cloud our vision, and we don't always see things as they truly are, as Hannah's images showed us. The only one who sees things exactly as they are is God. And God is the only one who is qualified to judge. As followers of Jesus, it is our responsibility to listen to God and to follow him as closely as we can, to enable our relationship with him to grow and allow his spirit to transform us, to make us more like Jesus. And as we follow his leading and allow him to be at work within us, so we can demonstrate his love and live by his values so that others might know him too. Let's take a moment to reflect on God's word to us, and then I will lead us in a prayer. Loving God, we thank you for your words to us today and for the challenge that we bring to us. But we thank you, first of all, that you love each one of us the same. Thank you that you are at work among us and you long to transform us, to offer us forgiveness and a clean start, and to allow us to be the best we can be and reach our potential in you. And Lord, we know that this challenge to us is very different to the way the world is around us. Lord, I pray for each one of us that you will help us to show love and compassion and acceptance to those around us. Not to judge, but to demonstrate your love and your kingdom values, and allow others to come to know you and allow you to transform them too. In Jesus' name, amen.